From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new United Nations report finds there's been a 31% rise in the number of civilian casualties in Afghanistan in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. NPR's Quil Lawrence in Kabul says the report blames insurgents for most of that increase.
The roadside bombs that Taliban and other insurgents used to attack NATO convoys caused the most dramatic increase in civilian deaths. The bombs often miss their intended target, usually an armored American vehicle, and instead kill unprotected Afghan bystanders. The UN report said 1,271 civilians died in just the first half of this year, three-quarters of them killed by anti-government forces. Civilian casualties caused by American airstrikes have long been a source of anger here, and military commanders began to severely restrict their use last year. NATO strategy now stresses protecting and living among the Afghan population. Still, some critics blame the presence of foreign troops for drawing the Taliban bombs that killed so many civilians this year. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The White House is defending spending cuts proposed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, saying they'll free up money that could be better used for combat operations. Gates is proposing to eliminate thousands of jobs and a major portion of the Defense Department's spending on private contractors.
Based on the data available after 1 year, I'm not satisfied with the progress made to reduce our over-reliance on contractors. Accordingly, to accelerate this process and achieve additional savings, I have directed that we reduce funding for service support contractors by 10% a year for each of the next 3 years.
Gates also wants to shut down a major military command based in Virginia. The first U.S. military trial under new rules set out by the Obama administration begins today at the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the defendant is a young Canadian man accused of killing a U.S. medic in Afghanistan.
The man at the center of the case is 23-year-old Omar Khadr. He's thought to have been just 15 years old when he allegedly threw a hand grenade into a U.S. military jeep. Now he's 23, and after having spent a third of his life at Guantanamo, he's become a test case for whether U.S. military commissions can provide a fair trial. Khadr's been charged with killing a U.S. soldier with a grenade, making explosives, and supporting terrorism. Before his trial even began, Khadr had a setback. A judge ruled yesterday that the confessions he made to U.S. interrogators were admissible in court. His lawyer had argued that he confessed only after he was tortured. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
More than 700 people are now confirmed dead in China. They're among the victims of floods and landslides in the northwestern part of that country. The Labor Department says the productivity of Americans has declined in the second quarter of the year, down nearly 1% at an annualized pace. This is NPR News from Washington. Searchers are zeroing in on an area near Glacier National Park in Montana as they look for Arizona prison escapee John McCluskey and his suspected female accomplice. Federal Marshal David Gonzalez says the two have been linked to the killing of a couple in New Mexico.
We have learned that McCluskey and his partner will help break him out of jail, consider themselves Bonnie and Clyde. They joke about it, and I think they've taken the persona that this is some type of a movie and this is some kind of joke that they are living, but it is not.
Gonzalez says the alleged accomplice is McCluskey's fiancée and cousin. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is strongly denying the ethics allegations against her. NPR's Artie Cornish says the House Ethics Committee is accusing Waters of three violations.
The House Ethics Committee alleges that California Democrat Maxine Waters used improper influence for personal gain and broke rules on government workers accepting special favors. A report from the ethics panel investigators says Waters' grandson, who serves as her chief of staff, was involved in helping a bank get federal bailout funds, even though her husband owned stock in the firm. Waters, a high-ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee, has said that she has long been an advocate for minority-owned banks. She says she will fight the charges and is calling for a public ethics trial this fall. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The House is set to vote today in special session on legislation aimed at saving the jobs of tens of thousands of public school teachers nationwide, as well as state and local government workers. The measure has already passed the Senate. Lawmakers may also take up a bill to increase surveillance along the U.S. border with Mexico. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support